cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and students focuses on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. This week, we meet Jennifer Burns. In 1985, she was a student at Marana High, and her principal was Wade McLean. Together, they recall the origin of what was called the Marana Model.
Not always do students in rural schools have the opportunities that students in urban and suburban areas have, but I think at that time Marana High School was a unique situation because we had a wide diversity of students from varying income levels, but they got along. Students were supportive of each other. I think the community was supportive. Parents accepted conversations with teachers in a different way than perhaps they do now. We weren't controlled by Washington, D.C. We were making individual local decisions with our governing board, with parental input. And I think it was a good time for education.
I do think it was. And I think it was one where, you know, my mom was in the head of the band boosters and had done the PTA years earlier. And that was something. They were very involved. And you guys as principals and as the teachers were very receptive to my mom being involved, our parents being involved and being a part of the school. They were a part of the school as well.
And I think it's important for parents to feel as though they're part of the program. I would always like to think that students would go home and talk to their parents about education, but of course they don't always do that. People are busy and sometimes students want to protect their private lives. But when parents show up at school, it's a wonderful opportunity for them to actually observe what goes on. And I have found over the course of my career that parents are generally happy that some of the stories they hear about what goes on in school is not true, that they see positive interactions with students and their teachers, and it's always good to have parents on campus.
Well, and I think you went on after being my principal to become the assistant superintendent and then superintendent, and something that started is still today known as the Marana Model, which is when you come up and meet with legislators, you have an administrator, a staff person, a teacher, and a parent all come and sit in legislators' offices at the same time. And that prevents legislators from telling parents one thing and teachers another and administrators another. And many school districts now do that. And again, that was the Marana Model and something that you guys started and moved forward with.
It was a wonderful opportunity. We were having conversations with the teacher leadership and the support staff leadership on how could we make our voice heard in Phoenix in the legislature. And my experience had been if you go up as an administrator and you're asking for more money, that some of those folks up there, the response was, well, you'll just give it to teachers. It won't get back to kids. And if the teachers were going up and asking for money, the legislatures would typically say, well, the administrators are going to take all the money. It'll never get to kids. So many times when we went up there on the way back on that hour and a half on the freeway, the parents got angry. Not so much the teachers, not so much the administrators. They knew what was going on. But when they felt as though students weren't a priority of their representatives, they were angry. And that filtered into the parent-teacher organizations and the booster clubs and things like that. And I think the consequence of that for us, the positive consequence, was when we went up there, people listened because we were together.
Jennifer J. Burns served three terms as an Arizona State Representative. Dr. Wade McLean has been the superintendent of the White River Unified School District since 2008. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.